Modern Family star Sofia Vergara credits her giant boobs for her rise to fame, absurd to deny. By Paul Bois on January 25, 2024. Actress Sofia Vergara, who catapulted to fame on the hit show Modern Family, has credited her giant boobs for her initial rising success. Vergara made her rather frank comments during an interview with the Spanish newspaper El País, wherein she said it would be absurd to deny the role her body played in rising to fame. "It would be absurd to deny it or for that to make me feel bad," she said. "On the contrary, I'm grateful for my life. My giant boobs and my body opened doors for me. They were my passport to the world when I was 20 years old, when I started as a model, but today I'm 51 years old, and I'm still here," she added. Moving beyond the surface, Vergara credited her continued success at the age of 51 to hard work and personality. "I am not afraid of taking a risk. I work harder than anyone. I have the personality. I have always been aware of what was outside, and I have not been afraid. There are women who are prettier, younger, who have bigger breasts and a better body than me. But I'm still around because I have demonstrated that I can stay," she said. "I don't do brain surgery, it's just entertainment. And the worst that can happen to me is that they can say I look ugly or that this jackass doesn't know how to act. I can take it," she added. Since her role on Modern Family, in which she played Ed O'Neill's trophy wife, Vergara's career has seen a change in roles. Her Netflix series, Griselda, for instance, features her in the role of a Colombian drug lord. "When I started on Modern Family, 15 years ago, I still looked a lot more exaggerated than what you see now. I'm not saying there aren't female scientists like that. But those roles are not for someone like me. When I heard about Griselda, I wanted to play her," she said. "Because she was Colombian, because she was a woman. Because I experienced the drama of drug trafficking. Because my brother Rafael was part of that business and they killed him in 1996. Because of all that, I knew I could do it. And I did do it when I got them to trust me to do it. I got them to give me the money because I had already been Gloria Pritchett," she added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.